Recipes. This month's recipes come from North Dakota. Linda's Chicken by Dwayne Iverson. There's a photo on the page, the caption, Dwayne Iverson. Dwayne Iverson is a longtime Federationist, having attended his first convention in Houston in 1971. He is president of the North Dakota affiliate. He got this recipe from his first wife, Linda Allenbaugh. It is a simple and tasty way to oven fry chicken. Ingredients. Chicken pieces, as many as desired, flour, Bisquick, at least one stick of butter, 2 eggs, a splash of milk, Parmesan cheese from a shaker, optional. Method. Prepare a mixture of half flour and half Bisquick. Liberally grease the bottom of a shallow baking pan with butter. I melt at least 1/4 pound. Combine eggs and milk and beat with a fork. Dip chicken pieces in milk mixture to moisten the chicken, then roll it in the flour and Bisquick mixture. Arrange chicken in baking dish and bake for 1 hour at 350 degrees, turning after 30 minutes. I find that adding a liberal amount of Parmesan cheese to the flour mixture enhances the breading. Marvin's Potatoes by Dwayne Iverson. Ingredients. Potatoes, peeled and evenly sliced. 1 onion, sliced. Butter. Slices of Velveeta cheese. Method. I use a Vegematic to slice the potatoes when I first made this dish. The slices should be just a little thicker than a talking book cartridge. Layer the potatoes in the bottom of a greased square casserole dish. Dot the potatoes with butter. Spread with a layer of thinly sliced onions, then do another layer of potatoes, butter, and onions. Do 3 layers in all. Cook covered at 350 degrees for a little less than an hour. Test with a fork. If the potatoes feel almost done, that is, the fork goes in easily, cover the top with a generous number of Velveeta cheese slices. Put the lid back on the dish and return it to the oven for about 10 more minutes. The cheese will melt and infuse the potatoes. Since the potatoes are in a covered dish, they stay warm for long enough for you to get everything on the table. Brad Martin's Meatballs by Dwayne Iverson. Ingredients. 1 pound of ground meat. 1 can chicken and rice soup. 1 can tomato soup. 2 eggs. 1 small onion. Lots and lots of soda crackers. Method. In a mixing bowl, crack 2 eggs. Break up the ground meat into the bowl. Grate a small onion or part of a large onion into the mixture. Then begin crumbling and adding soda crackers to the mixture until it is sticky but fairly dry, about the consistency of modeling clay. Form the meatballs and place in the bottom of a shallow baking pan. The meatballs should be small, no larger than a cherry tomato. I'd say a golf ball is too large and a grape is too small. Arrange the meatballs in a single layer in the bottom of the pan. Now combine the chicken and rice and tomato soups in the bowl you just emptied. Mix well with a fork. Then pour the liquid evenly over the meatballs. Cover with lid or aluminum foil and cook at 350 degrees for about an hour. As the meatballs cook, they will absorb much of the liquid from the bottom of the pan. When serving, there will be liquid left that you can spoon over the meatballs. This dish goes well with Marvin's potatoes. Happily, you can prepare them beforehand. An hour before supper, mix the soups, pour liquid over the meatballs, and put the dish of potatoes in the oven. You don't have to go back to the kitchen until 10 or 15 minutes before the meatballs are done to put cheese on the potatoes and cook a vegetable.